This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Every worker deserves to be safe and secure at work, no matter how they identify. There are so many people fighting for our rights, and that advocacy has expanded in Victoria with the launch of We Are Union Pride, fighting for LGBTIQA+ rights throughout the Victorian trade union movement. But what does that actually mean? What support can this provide? Rachel Tyler-Jones and I find out more as we speak to Amy Jenkins and Rachel Burchard-Burns about We Are Union Pride.
So, Amy, probably the first question that comes up with something like this is that the union's always been an incredible ally to the LGBTIQA community. We work together a lot. What is, from your perspective, the purpose in creating a dedicated, are we calling this a dedicated team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dedicated campaign, really. I think that it's interesting when we talk about, unions being an ally to the LGBT community, because we're actually just the same thing. You know, LGBTIQ people, we are everywhere. We work in every industry and we're a member of our union. So just as unions have organised around women's issues before, you know, activating and organising the women who have been members of their workplaces, we're now doing that in a more concerted manner with the LGBT community and organising around our issues. Because if we spend, you know, 8 hours of our day at work, your workplace is a huge part of your life, right? And so if we can't eliminate homophobia from workplaces, then you can't eliminate homophobia from, like, most of your daily life.
So do you think this kind of importance and visibility is something that kind of came out of the marriage equality campaign last year? Not at all?
No, we've been working towards this for years. Unions have been organising LGBT workers in a concerted manner for since the 90s, but there hasn't been a more coordinated union-wide effort. Sorry, no, that's not correct. There has been, it's just we haven't had the formalised roles to properly put the effort that is really needed into organising, which is what's really exciting, and it's what a peak body should be doing, is kind of value-adding to unions in that way and organising workers beyond individual workplaces in a broader union movement-wide campaign. So when I worked at Trades Hall from 2014, we've been doing stuff since then, and there were a lot of people within the union movement saying that we should be doing more. The issue is always, yes, we want to, but do we have the people to do it? And organising, you know, takes people to coordinate it.
So you're completely right. Unions have been doing this work for years and years and years, and we are just happily the newest iteration that happily got some funding. And I think that it's really important for us to have a specific team with a specific portfolio, because we know that LGBTIQA people are a huge part of our movement, because we're a huge part of society and we're everywhere and we work and we sometimes struggle to enter work. And I think that having a very specific team to work with this community, as well as people who have had that lived experience, is really beneficial, so that sometimes that doesn't get lost in the many, many struggles that the movement has at the moment.
So in this first sort of year to 18 months while this is all starting up, is there just a general agenda of awareness and education, or are there particular tasks or achievements that you're hoping to make?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So actually we have quite a specific body of work. So there is an element of education to our work, but it's certainly not our focus. The purpose of our team is to stand up and fight back for LGBTIQA workers' rights at work. And the way that we do that, obviously because we work for Trades Hall and we are a team with strong union values, is that we feel that the best way for workers to do that is through their unions. So we have a real focus on organising queer workers and activists to join their unions if they aren't already members, and then organise within their unions to get really specific leave clauses in agreement, because that kind of thing makes a really tangible change to someone's work life. And we are more kind of action focused than than just talking about the issues. We're obviously going to be doing a lot of talking about the issues because there's a lot of stuff that people don't already know. But then we don't want to leave it there. We want to actually create meaningful change.
Can you just tease that out a little bit, or maybe just give us an example of what you mean by specific leave clauses?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are doing a lot of consultation with the community itself. So the work isn't simply coming out of a team of four people, because that would be quite meaningless. So we're really excited to be able to work with the community. So just as an example, one of the leave clauses that we are looking at is around a paid medical transition leave for trans workers, and around that being a very specific leave entitlement, because often in workplaces, anecdotally, we've heard that if you need time away to go through the many procedures that are required, even just going to talk to a doctor required in the process of transition, you're expected to take that out of your sick leave, which is just wrong. It's absolutely wrong, because you're not sick and there isn't something to fix. It's just a natural part of your life and something that you need to do. So we feel really strongly that having a specific leave entitlement there is a tangible, meaningful mechanism that will help some workers. But it's also going to go a long way to changing the way that we talk about these things.
Does this open up any new funding pathways for you guys? For example, you know, applying for grants that are LGBTIQA plus specific?
So our funding comes from the Department of Equality, which is Martin Foley's portfolio. So we are delighted to have that particular, I think it's a grant with a fixed term. And in terms of where our funding goes in the future, I couldn't speak to that. That would be a question for my superiors.
And what was the response like at the launch of We Are Union Pride on Friday night?
It was awesome. There were people from every industry. There were a lot of young trans people there as well, which I think was really important to show that we're doing the right thing, and that we all know that we need to, that the work ahead of us beyond marriage equality is even harder and even more important. Winning marriage equality didn't feel like a win for everyone, not necessarily because, you know, because you're anti-marriage, you're kind of a radical queer or whatever, just because it was so exhausting and we won and it just felt like you could finally flop into bed, not like you could, you know. So I think that we need some time to, like, we've had some time to kind of heal and mentally recover from that, but that we need to remember not to leave our trans siblings behind in this, as some would argue that we did in the marriage equality campaign, and that, you know, there's just so much more to do that affects everyone's daily lives and that we haven't won everything yet.
The launch was a fantastic start to the event, but there's more to come, including an event on Ida Hobbit.
So on May 17th this year, coming up in about a week, it's obviously International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. And We Are Union Pride is holding an event in the evening of the 17th with the NTEU, the National Tertiary Education Union, where we'll be launching a really huge research project that we're undertaking called Pride Chat. And if there's anyone listening who would like to come along, it starts at 6 o'clock on the 17th at the Clyde Hotel, and we would love to have you there.
That was Amy Jenkins and Connor Burchard-Burns from We Are Union Pride.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.